101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we are 100% Hobart, and the latest contestant to leave beautiful Samoa at Tribal Council last night is Andy from Vervao. Hello.
How you going, guys?
Really not good.
Blindside, mate.
Oh, mate, I thought I had it all figured out, so as you saw, definitely not.
Andy, a bit of advice for you, old kid. You need to get outside the home a bit more often. Mate, in those challenges, honestly, my dead grandmother would have performed better throwing coconuts than you did last night, mate.
Oh, look, mate, it was absolutely pathetic, I admit. But, you know, look, had a bit of fun out there, you know. Everyone loves playing the bad guy, so I had to do a bit of that. And
yeah,
unfortunately,
really...
wasn't too good in challenges.
You did play the bad guy. Because we spoke to Kat yesterday, who got obviously eliminated the day before you, and she said that around camp, you were quiet as a mouse, but it was all the talk-to-camera stuff where you'd arc up and be all tough guy. And she reckons that the rest of the tribe didn't really realise that that was your game that you were playing.
Exactly right. I'd go to the camera, talk all sorts of rubbish about everybody, go back to camp and say, hey guys, what are we having for dinner tonight? You know,
right.
I'd just be totally quiet around there, and it was all very much strategy. But as you've seen, they quite quickly figured out that I indeed was a rat, a snake.
It was stealth mode, mate, wasn't it? Stealth.
That's it, mate. Keep it stealth, keep it under wraps. So.
Phoebe's the one, isn't she, mate? She got through another one last night. She's still got her little trinket hidden away.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Phoebe's playing a very good game, very sneaky. And at the time, I didn't realise how good Phoebe was playing the game. So kudos to her. She's doing a really good job.
Yeah, it must be interesting coming back now and watching it the way we're watching it and being able to see what's gone on that you haven't been privy to. She's very clever, young Phoebe.
She is, yeah, for sure. Look, Phoebe's playing a great under-the-radar game, very strategic as well. So, yeah, we'll see how it all goes for her. And it's so great seeing it on TV now, seeing everyone else's perspectives, because when you're out there, you've pretty much got blinders on and you're just looking ahead at your own story.
So have you been home locked away for a while now, Andy?
Yeah, for a little while, mate. Back to reality, back to normal life, and back to work for me, so...
Aww.
Been home, done... It must have been nice to get home to some niceties, to your shower and do all your manscaping and stuff.
Yeah, mate, because I clearly do a lot of manscaping.
Yeah.
Oh, the way you threw them coconuts, mate, you'd be a waxer, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey,
thanks,
I know
Andy.
Before the merge, it's a little bit too hard to call, but who do you reckon could take it out?
I reckon Craigie is an absolute smoky.
Same. I'm Team Craig. I love him.
Yeah.
He's a really good bloke around camp. Socially made us crack up all the time out there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also very strategic, as you're seeing in some of his confessionals to the camera. So
we'd
love to see Craigie take it.
And he's a gun in the challenges too.
He is. He is really physically strong. An absolute beast out there. He's putting the other alpha males to shame for sure.
All right. Team Craig.
Good stuff.
Let's get on board. Hey, Andy, thanks a lot. It was great to watch you, mate. All the best.
Great. Have a good day, guys. See you.
Thanks,
Andy.
Bye.
See you, mate.
Bye.